At least 1,000 people have drowned or are believed to have drowned trying to make their way across the Mediterranean Sea from Libya to Italy, according to estimates from the International Organization for Migration. The actual number could well be higher, and many of those who died have been crammed onto three different boats that capsized and sank just in the past week. The UN Refugee Agency says it was the deadliest week on the Mediterranean Sea since April 2015, when more than 1,300 people died. Ruby Hartbridge is with Sea-Watch, a German NGO that operates a search and rescue ship in the Mediterranean. That ship was there Friday when one of the migrant boats capsized, and they assisted the Italian Navy with search and rescue. We reached Ruby today via Skype at Sea-Watch's busy and very active and noisy base camp in Malta, and she told us that when the team arrived on the scene, they first pulled survivors to safety, but that there were already many corpses floating in the water.
So we tried to mark the dead bodies with life vests. We just put life vests on them so they were not sinking, because corpses, they tend to sink very quickly in salt water. So afterwards, the Italian Navy picked up the dead bodies that we marked before.
Well, it was on this mission that one of your volunteers did pull a baby from the water, who then I believe he realized the baby was dead, and Sea-Watch released a photo of this. It's so hard to look at, of the volunteer cradling the dead child. And, of course, it reminds us all of that picture of Alan Kurdi, the three-year-old Syrian boy who washed up on a Turkish beach a while ago. I mean, why did you decide to release that photograph?
We received the picture in the evening of this mission. We thought a while if to publish or not. But then we decided to release it because it's like a very strong picture, and it symbolizes really what is happening there. And it's a humanitarian catastrophe happening in the Mediterranean Sea. For years now, there are many people drowning, and this picture we see really is the product of our foreign policy.
Are you noticing now a significant rise in the number of people trying to make this crossing from Libya to Italy, because the route from Turkey to Greece is basically closed?
Yes, we definitely do. The number of migrants waiting in North Africa at the moment is estimated with hundreds of thousands of people. They are waiting for the crossing to Europe, and most of them, they depart in Libya, but there have also been boats detected starting from Egypt this year, which is a new route and even more dangerous and very long. So, yeah, and also what we do notice is an increasing number of Arab people on the boats. So the deal between Turkey and EU is finally showing its consequence, and Arab people are now moving towards North Africa to start the passage there.
Mm. And can you describe to us who are the people making this journey? Where are they from? Tell us more about that. Are you seeing women and children along with men making the trip?
The people are coming from different countries. I mean, obviously they're from war and conflict zones like Central African Republic. They're from Eritrea and also from West Africa, from Mali, which is very different countries.
And for those migrants that you're able to rescue and who survive when their ships capsize, what happens to them once they actually make it to Italy?
Well, they are transported to Italy. It depends where exactly in Italy, and then they will first be registered in Europe, and then they can seek for asylum legally. And what happens to them then? We all know that's not a very good situation at the moment. Many of them try to go to countries where they have relatives or friends. They try to cross Europe to Germany or Sweden. So what exactly happens to them, we don't know. We just meet them at sea and send them over to vessels.
Mm. Well, Ruby Hartbrich of Sea-Watch, a German NGO which operates a search and rescue ship in the Mediterranean. Ruby, thank you very much.
Thank you.